It's the most anticipated WNBA season in history.
And you know what that means.
Court is back in session.
Welcome to Queens of the Court, an Odyssey original podcast.
I'm your girl, Cheryl Swoops.
And I'm Jordan Robinson. All WNBA season long, we'll be bringing you interviews with star athletes, analysis on your favorite teams,
and lots of hot takes.
Order, order in the court.
Follow and listen to Queens of the Court on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Broderick, did he bounce back into a suitable fashion?
He did, but I'm not surprised by that. Broderick has a great deal of confidence in himself, particularly for a young guy. The performance was what it was in Denver. He didn't make excuses or seek comfort. He simply acknowledged it and went back to work. And I just think when you take that approach, you really tee yourself up for the appropriate bounce back, and he did.
I thought it was a huge moment for Broderick Jones at the very start of that game when he ends Joey Bosa's day. And he said, I'm coming to be rough and tumble. Yep. I'm going to wrestle your ass to the ground. Let's go. And I thought he played mostly well all game. Didn't give up a sack. That's what we're talking about here. Because I think the Denver game, Doran, before it, a lot of people, myself absolutely included, were crushing the Steelers for their handling of the situation. But they gave him an opportunity in Denver to stave off his competition. They gave him a chance as the incumbent to say, hey, I can stake my claim on this thing. And he failed miserably. And so I think some of the blame shifted off the Steelers to Broderick. You were given a chance and you stunk. And then he talks after the game and different people heard what they wanted to hear from him, right? It was everyone had the same clip, but people heard different things. Well, he comes out. Bosa is a good player, real good player. Gets him out of the game by being physical, then plays well the rest of the time. This is what we're talking about. That's what any good player should do, but certainly a first-round pick.
Those situations can go either way, too. It's not like it's kind of a broad situation, like, and especially on a small time where you have a bad game, you don't know when your next opportunity is going to be. It's probably going to be in practice, and you're trying to get your mind right, and all of a sudden, bang, like you're thrusted back into that spot of being the guy. And it's like, okay, I either respond or I get complacent because now I know that I'm the guy. Like he could have got really complacent in that game, saying like, okay, you know, Fontana, Troy's out for a whole year. Like this is my spot now. Like, okay, like if I mess up, I ain't coming out.
Right, you're gonna put Spencer Anderson there when
You're not
gonna say Malu comes back. No.
Exactly. So that was very promising for Broderick. I'm happy for the young man for having that response.
Yeah.
Because he could have got complacent. He could have gotten his mind. He could have done the things that he did last week against Denver again and just been like, yeah, whatever. Like I'm still gonna start. No, he went out there and he took the game to the defenders. And that is very promising. I think that he might finally have the right headspace. You know, you never know. And Doug says this all the time. You never know what's going on with guys. I mean, it could be on field, could be off the field. So hopefully Broderick Jones can really, you know, jump from this game and continue to get better and get back to the Broderick Jones that we know that he can be. And that was like what he did last year. Like it was hard to have that conversation last week about Broderick. And I even threw out the scenario like he could be a trade piece at the time. And it was hard saying that because you knew you don't want to give up on a young pedigree player like that. And you just know that it's in there. And I make the analogy all the time. It's like your kid bringing home an A the first 9 weeks and then bringing home a C in that class the next 9 weeks. Like, I know that you have the A in there. Bring home an A.
Right.
Like, we know you have it in you, Broderick. Now continue to get better, and I think that he will. I'm glad that that was the response he had against the Chargers.
Me too. He's young. He's young in football sense. He's young in real life sense. It takes time for human beings to acquire maturity. Some kids, when they're young, 15-year-old, they're mature. Some people aren't. And I'm not saying that he handled this in an immature way, but he's young, and that's okay. I have no problem with you bringing up the trade thing. Not that it would matter if I did have a problem, but you didn't say, hey, if I'm Omar Khan, I'm trading Broderick Jones today. You said, if Dan Moore Jr. is healthy and Troy Faltanu's healthy, he's not going to play all year. And so then you've gone, he plays a little bit, half the season, his rookie season. Next year, you don't use him at all. And then he's what, going to be your starting left tackle now in year three? A guy who had barely any experience at Georgia, and now he's got barely NFL experience in a couple of seasons? Yeah, it would make sense at that point, because clearly you wouldn't have believed in him enough. So pay Dan Moore and try to figure something out with Broderick Jones. I totally understood where you were coming from, but I'm happy we're not there today because Broderick Jones played well. Now, go do it again. Go do it again, and then do it again, and then do it again, and there's going to be lumps. Good pass rushers in this league. There are strong people in this league. You're going to be lining up against every single day. You're going to have bad moments. But can he shake those off? I now have faith that he can.
Yes.
Because he was able to get through this moment. And I thought he was scathing in his review of himself last week. He was dropping F-bombs, talking about how he wasn't good enough. I wanted to kill the Steelers for rotating those guys. And I don't know if it's the smartest thing in the world. But by them putting him out there and him sucking, it gave him a chance to then bounce back from the suckage, look in the mirror, and I love that.
Love it.
It's the most anticipated WNBA season in history.
And you know what that means.
Court is back in session.
Welcome to Queens of the Court, an Odyssey original podcast.
I'm your girl, Cheryl Swoops.
And I'm Jordan Robinson. All WNBA season long, we'll be bringing you interviews with star athletes, analysis on your favorite teams,
and lots of hot takes.
Order, order in the court.
Follow and listen to Queens of the Court on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.